Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, it's always my favorite time of the week when you're here in the studio.
Oh, thank you very much. And it's an extra special week this time around because we have a third person joining us.
But first, we'll go over last week's challenge.
Yes, I said start with the word quartet. Change one letter to an S, and you can rearrange the result to spell the hyphenated name of an instrument a draftsman might use. What is it?
So if you change one of the T's to an S, you can rearrange those letters to spell something called a T-square.
That is right, which you learned what it was about 6.5 days ago. As we mentioned, we have a special guest this week. It's Deb Amlin, who is the writer of Wordplay, the crossword puzzle blog of the New York Times. And when she's not hawking people about crossword puzzles, she is the humor columnist for David Pogue's Yahoo Tech.
Deb says she likes sunsets, rainbows, and schadenfreude, but not necessarily in that order. Deb Amlin, welcome to Any Questions.
Hi, Ian.
All right. As I mentioned, Deb, you write a humor column for Yahoo Tech, and Yahoo famously has an exclamation point in its name. So today we've got some questions for you about exclamation points.
Oh, fabulous.
All right. First up, an exclamation point is placed next to words that are not listed in the official player's dictionary, but are on the list of acceptable words for use in tournaments and clubs by players of what board game?
It would have to be Scrabble.
It would have to be Scrabble, because it's right. And the decision to remove offensive words from the dictionary was what created the separate tournament word list and the dictionary word list.
Hmm.
After Elaine's boyfriend doesn't put an exclamation point at the end of a phone message, an argument ensues which ends with him breaking up with her. This happens in a 1993 episode of what TV series?
Seinfeld, one of my favorites.
And I don't think you're alone on that, and that is correct. The title of a 1986 comedy starring Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Chevy Chase as actors who must help a Mexican town defend itself from a bandit is written with two exclamation points, one upside down at the beginning and one at the end. What is the title of this movie?
Oh, I can see that, and I think it's The Three Caballeros?
You're very close. It's three...
Tres Caballeros.
That's what they called it in Mexico City. No, three is right. It's another Spanish word.
Oh, the Three Amigos?
The Three Amigos is right, yes. Hello, Dolly is one of three musicals with an exclamation point in their title to win the Tony Award for Best Musical. What veteran of the stage originated the role of Dolly Gallagher Levi in the 1964 Broadway production?
Oh, God, I can see her, and I'm so bad with names. She's the one with the gravelly, but Carol Channing.
Carol Channing is right. Very good. Nice job.
Thank you.
As a bonus fact, the other two musicals with the exclamation points in their titles that won Best Musical were Hallelujah Baby in 1968 and Fiorello in 1960. And finally, often written as two separate characters, the punctuation mark called an interrobang is a combination of an exclamation point and what other punctuation mark?
I knew we were going there. It would be the question mark.
It would be the question mark. Well, Deb Amlin went 5 for 5 this week, and that's with an exclamation point at the end. So I think I'm just going to say everything with an exclamation point at the end for the rest of the show. Write to us.
We're all thrilled.
Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can surf on over to WAMC.org/sorry, Mike, any questions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this weekly challenge. Mike?
Start with the word exclamation. Change one letter to an M, not the one that's there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell the names of two countries that both begin with M. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, it was a great show, but all of the credit really goes to Deb Amlin.
Oh, thank you very much. You guys are terrific.
Oh, right back at you, Deb. Thanks a lot for playing.
Thanks.
And we'll be back in these same seats this time next week.
See you then.